Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's confession of sin starts in the beginning in the garden. We go to Genesis 3, verses 2 through 7. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit and ate it. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were open, and knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths." Now, regardless of the sin we commit, that sin is rooted in our desire to be the determiner of good and evil. Not allowing God, who created us, to be that determiner. Now, knowing that that sinful desire is in all of us, we must confess that we're sinners in need of a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. Only God in His loving mercy can provide a way to save us, which He has. Our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the good news of the gospel. Now, back in Genesis, we see God enacting a pattern for atonement. And the Lord God made for Adam and his wife garments of skins and clothed them. To make those garments, when He made those garments, God established the pattern of sacrifice that we see throughout the Old Testament. Those sacrifices pointed towards the sacrifice that His Son would make, ending the need for any other sacrifice. And now we go to Hebrews 10, verse 19. "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He consecrated for us, through the veil that is His flesh, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful." So we want to go before the Lord right now and just confess our sins, and we ask for Him to grant that forgiveness which he gives us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we just bring before You the times we've failed, we've missed the mark. We just ask You, Lord, to forgive those sins. We confess them before You, and we just rely on Your love and mercy. Amen.